Well, thank you for that introduction. This is Lori Cagle in for Carl Lissick. Today, our guest is Mark Smith, Technology Integration Program Manager for the U.S. Department of Energy's Vehicle Technologies Office. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Obviously, we work awfully closely with you in our office, but can you please tell our listeners, what is the Department of Energy's Clean Cities Program?
Sure. The Clean Cities Program was actually founded 25 years ago. In fact, this is actually this year, 2018, marks the 25th anniversary of the program. Was founded really as a way to help find alternative sources to foreign petroleum. The program really works closely to try to help get alternative fuels and other advanced technology vehicles into the fleet market and into the transportation market for consumers to help reduce our reliance on petroleum.
Absolutely. Now, sustainable transportation helps reduce emissions and improve air quality, we know, but it also helps with our nation's energy security. Can you explain how it does that?
Sure. Great question. So what we're really trying to do is promote the choices that are available here in the United States. The good news is that we have lessened our dependence on foreign oil, and foreign oil imports are down, but we still use a lot of oil that comes in from offshore. However, we have a lot of great domestic sources that are available to us in the forms of natural gas, for example. We see a lot of activity in natural gas with heavy-duty vehicles, electrification of light, and now inroads being made into medium heavy-duty vehicles as well. So we have these domestic sources we can use that really help with us promote our own energy security and our own resiliency.
Great. And can you share some of the success stories from the Clean Cities program for our listeners?
There are quite a few out there, as you can imagine, after being around for 25 years. I think one of the biggest things, though, is first of all, the coalitions. The coalitions have played a major role in helping to advance the work we do here with the Clean Cities Program, and more importantly, as part of DOE's Vehicle Technologies Office. So having nearly 100 Clean Cities coalitions around the country that serve about 80% of the population really help us to have these boots-on-the-ground experts who can help both fleets and consumers understand some of the technologies that are out there and some of the choices that are available, so we can really help them make an informed decision. But having said that, Clean Cities coalitions have played an important part in helping to get more than 800,000 alternative fuel vehicles on the road since the founding of the program.
Wow.
And as of today, there are about 23,000 alternative refueling stations out there. That includes electric vehicle charging stations. And the Clean Cities coalitions have also played a big role in helping to get that infrastructure deployed, which is really needed. Oftentimes it's easy to get into the chicken and egg discussion about if you have the vehicles, you have the station, but you need the stations for the vehicles.
Right.
And I guess the adage is you need both the chickens and the eggs on the table at the same time, and the coalitions have played a big role in helping to make that happen.
Absolutely. Well, those are some impressive numbers. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle in for Carl Lissick with Mark Smith, Technology Integration Program Manager for the U.S. Department of Energy's Vehicle Technologies Office. Mark, what are some of the changes you've seen in advanced vehicle technologies over the years?
Looking back at the history of the program over 25 years, when the program was started, the alternative fuels were limited to pretty much natural gas, biofuels, propane. There really wasn't a lot happening in electric vehicles. In fact, you could probably say even up till probably about 5 to 8 years ago was when we really start to see more availability of electric vehicles. So we're seeing electrification really take a big hold right now in transportation, and I think you're going to see more of that. Companies now are using electric buses, for example, in transit agencies. We're seeing some companies that are making Class 8 tractors that are going to be electrified. So I think the electrification part is very important. But we're also looking at this new movement of transportation where we're seeing a lot of, I guess you could call them disruptive transportation modes coming out there, and disruptive in the form of being new and different. So you look at car sharing and ride sharing. You look at the TNCs, the transit network companies, which are the Ubers and Lyfts of the world.
Sure.
So we're seeing the whole mobility of whole landscape mobility really changing a lot. And one of the things we're doing at DOE is really trying to get our arms around of what what are the energy implications of these new technologies? If we're going to have automated vehicles, are we going to be driving more or driving less?
Right.
You might argue that you might be spending less time in the car, but that car, if it's an automated vehicle, could be making a lot more trips, right? It could be taking me to work and then going home and getting the car and taking my wife to work and then going home and taking the kids to school. So you could actually have an increase in miles traveled, and thus you could have an increase in energy use. So at the DOE, we're really trying to get our arms around, as everybody is in both the public and private sector, of what this new mobility landscape looks like and what are the energy implications going to be. But I think it's a very exciting time.
Yes.
Because it's a technology, if you will, or technologies that are happening very quickly. And so I think we're all trying to catch up to it as quick as we can.
Well, I'm glad that there's good folks like you in D.C. who are working on all of these issues and keeping us moving forward. How can our listeners learn more about Clean Cities, Mark?
Sure. So the best way is probably to go to our Clean Cities website, which is cleancities.energy.gov, which will tell you some more about the program, as well as provide a listing of all the Clean Cities coalitions and coordinators nationwide.
Great. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mark Smith, Technology Integration Program Manager for the U.S. Department of Energy's Vehicle Technologies Office. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Lori Cagle, in for Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.